Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Excited about this. My guest in studio is Morgana O'Reilly. She's been on the show before. We love her. The Kiwi actor's known for her roles in Wentworth and Rake and Neighbours, all sorts. And she's been busy. Last month, she was performing her sold-out one-woman show, Stories About My Body, at the Hamilton Arts Festival. We talked about that as well. And the month before that, she was in Thailand filming the third season of a show you may have heard of called The White Lotus for HBO. Next week, a six-part locally set series about a toxic friendship and surrogacy deal goes wrong will hit our screens. I've got next week. I had the feeling it was this week. When's it on? Next Monday. Great, thank you. It's called Friends Like Her, and Morgana is one of the stars, and she joins me now. Kia ora, nice to see you.
Kia ora.
And she smells nice. Not something I often say to a guest, but it's very, very
distinctive.
Thank
you so much for noticing. We are in a small room.
Yeah.
It's very padded. I'll do a little shout out to The Virtue, a little tiny perfumery in New Plymouth. Oh, yeah, check out their stuff. Yeah, buy local.
Mm. Okay. I have to ask about White Lotus. We're all obsessed with this show. Were you obsessed with the show as well for
this
couple of seasons?
Totally. Totally. It's insane. I still can't quite believe it. I believed it more when I got there, which was great, but I...
But hang on. How did you even get a sense that you might get to audition for this?
I know. Well, shout out to my agent, Zara, who I think was a bit of a dog with a bone with that casting agent. I think she'd been establishing that relationship for quite some time. Yeah. So when the auditions came out and I got an audition, I got the email, it was like, you've got an audition, but you need to sign this NDA. And I signed it and sent it back. And she was like, oh my goodness, that's the fastest signing of an NDA I've ever had. I'm like, yeah, well. Yeah. And then I put a date down.
Now, can I say, as a fan of your work, that you were born to be in a show like this because you can do so much with your acting and your face. You are serious, but you're playful, and you're always giving the sense that there might be something going on beyond what's in, you know, the expression on your face at that given point. So, you know, if I could choose any New Zealand actor who I would put forward as an official casting director, it would be you.
What?
So, and how did you film this audition yourself?
Yes, I did a self-tape, which are self-tapes are controversial amongst the acting folk. I love them. But yeah, sent it off. And then like 2 weeks later, around about that, I got some nice feedback from them. Like I was actually at a friend's wedding, and I'd been hanging out with her during the day because we were up in LA, and she was about to come down the aisle. So I went and sat in the audience, and I got this text from Zara that was like, oh my goodness, we've just had this lovely feedback from the casting of White Lotus. And I was like, I wanted to stop the wedding, but I was also like, it's not about you, Morgana. But that was enough. I was like, well, that'll do me for years. That's so nice.
Yeah.
You know, you send a lot of tapes off
of
and they go off into oblivion. So just have somebody acknowledge it and like it, and especially them, was like, oh, gorgeous. And then around about two weeks later, I was told that there was still, quote unquote, strong interest.
Gosh.
There wouldn't be recalls and all that stuff. I would find out in the next few days. And so again, I was like, oh, this is, again, so nice. I can just enjoy the kind of fizz of it and not the kind of, you know, just that drudgery of the back and forth, which can be necessary for sure, but also it's incredibly emotionally draining because it's not the no that hurts, right? It's a maybe. So, and then
so
I found out the next day.
You shot your shot. You shot your shot. You didn't have to do it over and over again. You just put it out there.
So then I immediately thought it was a scam.
Yeah.
I was like, this can't be real. The wait. And then I got sent the scripts and I was like, oh, this is a pretty elaborate scam.
Gone to all the trouble of writing scripts for all season.
No, it's kept proving itself to be real, which is great.
And what I know of the creator, Mike White, love his work. I mean, actually, just some of the names associated with White Lotus, you know, Aubrey Plaza, I mean, I'd put you in the same categories as people, Parker Posey and what's her name, Alexandra and Daddario, just all really super interesting people to watch. What can you tell me about the experience of filming it?
Well, what's so cool watching Mike work is that you can see why these shows are so memorable. This show in particular is so memorable. Each character, whether they're a super lead role or a smaller role, you remember these characters because they all have a universe around them.
Yeah.
And you can see that when you go on set, because he just loves actors. He loves performances. He loves cadence. He's always going, try say this, or like, and he's behind the monitor sometimes. I cannot tell you how satisfying it is to make him crack up laughing.
Amazing. That's a great observation.
So he's going, well, why don't you just come in and say, hey, how you doing, or something.
Yeah.
You know, so each character will sound different. They will sound like themselves instead of being written by.
And they're set in these high-class hotels, I suppose, or resorts, and often in a show like that, the wait staff or the receptionist would be there just to serve the story of the main character. But as you point out, they are their own
people.
You
get a sense
of
their life.
Part of the point of the show, Okay, great. Mm. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, even before that, you've got friends like Kerr coming out. And tell me about this show.
Oh, well, so this is a very different flavour, a different tone, which has been so wonderful to play in, because a lot of my work of late has been kooky comedies, and then this one is real drama, thriller, intrigue, really character-y.
Sort of fair to say, like premium drama?
Yeah. And it really, you know, it's not often that as an actor, you know, it's just basically it was one of those roles that really got under my skin. Those roles that I lost myself a bit, and that's absolutely what you're in it for, you know? Yeah. It's I did a lot of prep by reading a lot about PTSD and trauma and stuff, because I really wanted to serve the many facets or nuances of somebody with a weighted past.
Yeah. Who is pregnant, already has three children, pregnant. She's the surrogate for her friends.
Yeah.
And their relationship is kind of a focal point of the show.
That's right. And I think the earthquake of Kaikoura is a really great metaphor for unearthing all these kind of questions. Well, for the audience, a lot of questions of like, what is going on and who, what has happened? And it's brought all this stuff up.
Who plays your friend Tessa?
Tess Halbrick.
Uh-huh.
And her real name's Tess and her character name's Tess. yes, she's so cool. Such a firecracker. Such a good actress. I loved working with her so much. Like a real game of tennis, you know?
Yeah.
Very playful, wicked, glorious.
And presumably the relationship sort of breaks down a bit over the course of the series. There's the earthquake and that ends up sort of splitting your fortunes a wee bit.
Yeah.
It's harder on your family than it is on
hers. That's right. It's cool listening to Sarah Kate Lynch talk about, she's the writer and creator, talking about the kind of genesis of the story, having spent time in Kaikoura and seeing the effect of the earthquake. And much like any natural disaster, you see this kind of finger of God, no rhyme or reason. That person's done well and that person's life has been torn apart, and it's not, it's just because that's where the fault line was, or that's where the flood line was, you know. So it's an interesting dynamic to throw into a friendship, and especially when, and then you've got these big stakes of babies and secrets.
Yeah, love it. How was it to film?
A total joy. And like I say, like a really deep dive, good character stuff. I felt like I just got to sink my teeth in to just do really good acty business, you know? Birth scene.
Can I say, not to put too much pressure on it, but I imagine aside from the opportunity to be in White Lotus, it's a real showcase for what you can do to the entire world, the whole industry, right?
Yeah, I think this one is a really, this Friends Like Her is such a great opportunity to be able to have flexed my acting muscles and really I mean, not, I'm just not thinking to about make the, it like about like, look what I can do, but it's no, nice to be able to explore all that stuff.
I'm just thinking in the year of Morgana, so you've got a beautiful thing here that people can look at, and then White Lotus, which is going to be a calling card for you around the world, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it goes all around the world. I hope, because it is a relentlessly juicy story, and the whole cast are just epically good. It's been shot so beautifully, so yeah, it's also like such a calling card for New Zealand. It's heaven. Kaikoura is stunning. And, you know, White Lotus is such a great cherry on top because if nothing else, it elevates everyone that I work with. You know, it just like opens a door because you're very lovely to say that you can see me doing White Lotus, but while I'm there, I'm like, I could see so many of my peers here. There's no reason. And although there are some really great creatives there and I'm stoked to be there, but look, it's another film set. It's just people are no better or no worse than what I know here.
Great to have you in. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Morgana O'Reilly, the great Morgana O'Reilly, and that new show, Friends Like Her, is on 3 now and on 3 from next Monday, April 15th. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.